My name is Andrzej Pater. I'm Polish born, came here almost 30 years ago to America, shortly after I graduated in the Academy of Fine Art in Kraków, Poland. And we live in Dallas, Texas, and 22 years ago we moved to Lexington, Kentucky. Our kids were born here. I've got a son and a daughter and a wife, cats and dogs and all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Well, we are at the Olympics of equine sports, and you're here with a gorgeous piece of artwork that you have created. Tell me, first of all, about creating this particular piece.
This is one of the four pieces that I did for the Race for Education. It's a charity organization that pays for tuitions to less privileged kids, which I found really absolutely a noble activity. When they turned to me, they made this proposition to do a project with them. I jumped on this project because, or this idea, because from both things, first of all, to help those kids. And the other, the next part of it, it's a presence at the work. Though being a Lexingtonian per excellence, I didn't make it as an official artist for the work.
Well, you're having the opportunity to be here with John Deere, who is one of the major sponsors of the games here. How did this connection get made, and what are you doing for John Deere?
This was done by the Race for Education. By the Elizabeth Johnson, who is the president of this organization, and the director, and she's working very hard to make contacts to advertise this project, not only this one, but also other ones that I did, like dressage, jumping and driving.
Well, the one that we are focused on here is the reining, which John Deere is a title sponsor for. Yes. So that's a special place for them.
Yes, I agree. But you know, those other three were displayed on through Saturday and Sunday and the Sheikh Mohammed tent. So you've got this sponsors and the other sponsors, but yeah.
Thank you for being here with us, and I am really appreciative of the print that you have signed to give to me. So here from the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.